In Istanbul, autumn marks the start of the fishing season, a time when schools of mackerel begin to migrate from the Black Sea south to the warmer Sea of Marmara. To make the journey, they have to swim down the Bosphorus Strait, the busy waterway which bisects Istanbul, and they are met every morning by fishermen. NPR's Ivan Watson joined them one morning and sent this postcard about Istanbul, its fishermen, and its seafood.
At 5 a.m., a fat yellow moon is slowly sinking behind a hilltop cemetery called Eyüp when Mustafa Gelgit walks up to the waterfront where his small wooden fishing boat is moored. With a crank of the engine, he breaks the pre-dawn silence. Moments later, Gelgit motors out into the dark waters of the Golden Horn, one of the channels this ancient city was built around. The boat putters under several bridges, which even at this early hour are bristling with fishing rods. For many in Istanbul, fishing is an addictive pastime. But for Gelgit, whose last name means tide in English, it's a way of life. He learned the trade from his father. The technology has changed a lot since my father's time, Gelgit says. We didn't have motors then, so my dad had to row the boat. Also in those days, Gelgit adds, there wasn't nearly as much traffic. This bearded 57-year-old guides his boat into the turbulent Bosphorus Strait, where he begins trolling for bonito by dangling a fishing line with hooks off the edge of the boat. It's a wonder this bathtub-sized vessel doesn't capsize as it bobs madly in the wake of giant oil tankers and freighters all steaming north of the Bosphorus. Gelgit also has to avoid dozens of ferry boats which shuttle east and west, carrying commuters between Istanbul's European and Asian shores. By 8 a.m., the sun is up, but the fish are not biting. These fish are like the devil, Gelgit swears. You can never guess where to find them. He drifts towards Istanbul's European coast and has more luck pulling in a smaller fish called istavrit, sometimes two at a time. The waterfront here is dominated by ornate Ottoman palaces and mosques, as well as the glass skyscrapers that are fast becoming the new face of Istanbul. If Gelgit is lucky, he'll earn about $25 later, selling his catch in the city's open-air fish markets. In the Galata Fish Bazaar, vendors in rubber boots yell themselves hoarse, advertising today's special, three bonito for less than $7. The bonito are stacked up on round trays. Their inverted red gills stand out against their silver bodies. A vendor named Nusret Limonju fillets one fish after another, working frantically to keep up with the rush hour crowd. The fish season has begun, Limonju says. Now is the time for bonito and Black Sea anchovies, but in about 15 days it will be bluefish season. Seafood is an integral part of Istanbul cuisine, and a favorite place to eat it is on Nevizade Street. The sidewalk restaurants here are jam-packed with customers. They drink beer and the Turkish anisette liqueur called rakı while digging into the catch of the day. In the kitchen of a venerable restaurant called İmruz, a cook flips a bonito fillet on a grill with one hand and with the other throws lumps of calamari into a pan full of hot oil. The fish is prepared simply, usually on the bone, with lemon, olive oil, and a few herbs, and it's been that way since the restaurant opened in 1941. The owner of İmruz is a stout, bald Greek named Yorgi Okomush. He's not sure what is the secret of his success. Yes, we have good food, he says, but we're also friendly. I think that's why they keep coming. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Istanbul.
Two chefs have more to say about Istanbul's seafood culture at our website, npr.org.